Today we celebrate one of the most important feasts of our Lord. Of course, we have Christmas and Easter and Pentecost, but this is one that is very, very special. It's actually celebrated twice a year, once in the middle of Lent, when it happened, and this time on the 6th day of August, the transfiguration of our Lord on Mount Tabor, when he shows himself to three of the apostles, not all, just Peter, James, and John. A little tiny bit of what he really is, the eternal glory of God in him, because he is the eternal Son of God. And, of course, if we were to see him now in heaven, it would be much more than what they saw, but they could only stand just a little bit. And so he wanted to strengthen them for the scandal of the cross, because many could not understand that the Son of God would have to suffer so much, so tremendously. And so our Lord shows them a little bit of his glory and strengthens them for the upcoming battle. In addition, today we have the feast of Pope St. Sixtus II and several of his deacons who were martyred. And of course, we will visit them again on the 10th, on the feast of the Archdeacon St. Lawrence. And he had been sent by the Pope, who knew what was going to happen, to retrieve the treasury of the church, not only the money, but the relics. And in fact, he was to give, for instance, the Holy Grail and other things that they had of our Lord and our Lady to his cousin, St. Vincent of Zaragoza, who was visiting him in Rome. And he hurried off back to Spain, where they were hidden in certain places, and where today they are honored in certain places. And so he sent him off to do this particular, very, very important job for him. In the meantime, after Mass was finished, in the middle of Mass, the troops interrupted and they stood in the back, probably held back by God himself. And then at the end of Mass, the Holy Father sat on his throne and put the tiara on, and then they came forward and they cut off his head and that of the other deacons that were with him on the altar. And they were in the catacombs, of course. So today we also remember the great and courageous Pope St. Sixtus II. May these martyrs and the apostles intercede for us in this day and age in which we suffer so much in the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.